All right, 97.7 at 106.1 WEXT. We are live at EXT with Shovels and Rope, the married duo, indie folk roots rockers Michael Trent and Carrie Ann Hurst from Charleston, South Carolina. Welcome, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, early morning. Great show the other night in Saratoga Springs, Wheels of Soul Tour. Your guys said. Just mind-blowing and incredible.
Yeah, we were definitely having a kind of hit a little sweet spot in the tour, maybe. I don't know.
How many shows are you in now on that?
We're about halfway through. We're 12 shows in. It's a six-week run, doing 5 nights a week, 2 nights off.
Wow. And making a lot of new fans.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah. It's a groovy scene. And the cool thing about their crowd specifically is they love rock and roll. They love music. They follow generational bands. They like family bands. And they don't mind if you're folksy. And they don't mind if you, like, turn up your guitars loud. So
I love it. You know, I've been around your music for a couple of years now. First time I caught you the other night, though. And it's one thing to hear a record, another to see somebody in concert. And you made me a believer.
Oh, cool.
I love you guys.
Really pretty impressive, terrific. Huh?
Thank you.
Pretty impressive. Thank you so much for that experience. You guys want to play us a song?
Let's do it. We're going to play I'm Coming Out.
I'm coming out. Ooh.
Yeah, you better believe it. Shovels and Rope live at EXT. Michael Trent, Carrie Ann Hurst here in our studio. And that's a great song. I'm Coming Out. Married for 10 years, you guys released 4 studio albums, 2 collaborative projects. By Blood is the brand new album. It's an excellent album. Came out earlier this spring. You both were accomplished musicians before you married, before you started the band. The band started in 2011, right? Michael, what was it about Carrie Ann? Carrie Ann, what was it about Michael that drew you to each other musically, spiritually, personally, all of that?
You want all that.
I want all of that.
8:15, you want all that?
Yes, I'm kidding. Please.
Go ahead, tell them.
Well, we did. We met in probably 2007, 2006, 2005.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One of those, and we made a record in 2008 just for fun, which ended up being called Carrie Ann Hurst and Michael Trent, Shovels and Rope. The title of the album was Shovels and Rope, and we didn't actually. We were still very much involved in our own things, but we would do this kind of on the side. This was like a just fun and creative thing to do together, plus maybe we're starting to like each other or something. We got married in 2009, and then around 2011 we started touring this, and it was just making sense. It was like we didn't want to be a married couple who never saw each other. We were kind of set up for both of our individual things to take off, and then we had kind of a pause moment, like that might not be great.
Yeah, it definitely was kind of a combination of, like, we could sing together clearly, and we enjoyed it, and we were able to pay for our lives, because in Charleston, the scene is generous, and nobody cares if you already played in town on Wednesday. They give you a gig on Friday in a river away, and you can make money just gigging. And this thing was doing well in the bar scene, and then we had a few chances to take it on the road, and after we took it for a spin, it was very much the mutual assassination of our egos and our 10 years of previous efforts, learning to use the we voice and the universal I as referring to us as one thing. But that has created a two-headed entity. It's like we're very much, a joke tell people we share an immune system at this point, you know.
Now, did your individual project sound similar to this right here?
Mm-mm. My thing was real much more like full band folk drama kind of deal.
Folk and drama.
Folk and drama. And I tried my hand at kind of a, not derivative in a bad way, blues, but definitely like what I was harvesting out of blues, mm-hmm. without being an actual blues musician and mm-hmm. writing that kind of thing. And Michael's a stone cold rock and roller, like greasy rock and roller. And he used to wear Western shirts and really tight pants and Beetle boots and eyeliner. And it totally did it for me. I was signed. Sign me up. That was it for me.
Well, the sound that you two bring to Shovels and Rope is just incredible. Tell me about that name. I'm intrigued by Shovels and Rope. How did you decide? Where did that come from?
So the first record that we made that I was telling you about in 2008, it was kind of a conceptual thing. So we wrote the songs off of each other. So there was these same characters that kept showing up in, in the song after song after song. And it was a pretty grim record. There's a lot of murder ballads, and, you know, there was like a lot of burials and a lot of hangings and
45 minutes of death and destruction.
Yeah, death and destruction in a fun way.
Yeah, brought to you by this lighthearted shovels.
So we called that project, that album, Shovels and Rope. And then later on, when we decided to be a band, it made sense for us to call ourselves that and not Michael Trent and Carrie Ann Hurst, because that looks terrible on a billboard and it's really hard to get it right.
Now, you both have built a home studio. It's where By Blood was recorded. And being at home, it affords an awful lot of time, free time, creativity. How is this album different than the others? You put a lot more energy and effort into this?
Well, Michael should speak more to that, because Michael makes all our records at home. I will say, in my opinion, because we built a recording studio out back this time, we've always had a home studio, but we had, you know, in the last few years, we've had a couple of children. Children and recording studios are not something that really gel well. So we built something outside. And two things happened. We're pregnant with our second child and managed to get the record recorded before said child came into the earth. So that gave us like a little deadline that was self-imposed and we managed to get that done. But the cool thing is we got to go out on tours while we started recording the record and work the songs live, whereas normally we write them, frantically record them, and in the little time we have had between tours, crank the record out, you know, not crank it out like thoughtlessly, but, you know, Michael buries himself in the studio for 6 hours, 8 hours a day until it's done. And this time it just felt, I won't say more relaxed for my part, because Michael's probably like, it was nothing relaxing about recording the record. But it just seemed like we had a more reasonable time frame and a little bit more time to wear the songs and see how they fit.
Yeah, we could experiment a little bit. It wasn't like every time we laid something down, that was it. We would, you know, we would try it, and then we would go and work it on the road a little bit and see how it felt. And then if we came up with something else in the moment, you know, while we were out there, then we would just come back and change it. There was just a little bit more breathing room this time around.
Very nice. All right. Well, let's see how this next one feels. Can we hear another song?
Sure.
We have Shovels and Rope live at EXT.
Let's do Mississippi Nothing.
Huh? Okay.
Your joy is killing me. I don't have anything. Remember when we used to wear each other's clothes? Yeah, I've been struggling, but I know lots of things. And I got an idea that's gonna turn on the money hole. Choking on a joke, trying to keep it light. I could never quite get the timing right. But you never know how it feels. I got ideas. Ooh. No one knows. We watched you on TV at the recovery. The sound was good, but you're always looking down. Don't take this personally, but man, if that was me, I'd make more eye contact with the camera, kind of work the crowd. Probably think I called to say that you were right, but I'm blackout drunk in a cotton field on a Friday night, and I got nothing to do but tell you how I feel. I got ideas. Ooh. So watch out. Think I'm bluffing like I'm some kind of Mississippi nothing, but I was first string quarterback, drove you everywhere. But time when Ronnie hit you so hard, he tried to drive and wreck your car, and I had to help you wash the blood out of your hair. 'Cause I've always been to friend, maybe it's true, maybe I'm just a blue collar version of you. Oh, 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 oh. Gonna turn it all around. I've got ideas. I've got no one knows.
Wow, there they are, melting hearts all around America. Shovels and Rope. Michael Trent, Carrie Ann Hurst, live at EXT. That's a beautiful song, guys.
Thank you.
Beautiful song. Is it difficult working with one another, working with your partner?
We've been doing this for a little while now, and we've learned a lot as we've, you know, as we've gone. And it was very strange and different to be in a thing when it first started, when it was just the two of us. We've been used to being the bosses of our own things for, you know, 10 years or however long we were doing them beforehand, you know, since high school or whatever. Yeah, we have a good therapist. It's great.
You guys are not only musicians, but you're also film stars, you're music festival curators, you're also book authors.
We should really have you do our resume, because...
I looked at your resume.
So the book we have in the works, a children's book. Well, we started out the idea that we would take our fairy tale about a magical horse named Utah, turn it into a children's book, especially since this acute situation that I can't even get into because I'll just get mad.
Yeah, I think we all will.
Okay. You know, illustrate this song and create a children's book. Now, we're partnering with this artist, Julio Cotto in New York. He's a friend of ours, and he's an incredible illustrator. And as the book, it's kind of in the works right now. We're getting images back, and it's really beautiful. It's not cartoonish like a child's book. Like you might. It's definitely art-forward kind of illustration of the lyric. And when it's done, we hope that it's like a cool thing that we've made that Shovels and Rope fans can put on their shelves, have conversations with their children who may also be Shovels and Rope fans and who want to know about what the song Utah is about. Maybe it'll facilitate a bigger conversation about race and immigration and family and what it means to be an American.
And no borders.
And no borders.
Come on, Utah, the name of the song. And what a beautiful song. Tell me about the film.
There are two movies.
Right.
One of them's out, and it came out a while ago.
2010
or something.
2010.
Whoa. Okay.
Gosh, it's been a long time.
Well, that one's called The Ballad of Shovels and Rope, and they followed us around in some documentary style thing as we were kind of starting this band. That one's already out, and the one that's about to come out is a concert film that we taped when we played in Asheville, North Carolina. We did two nights. We're planning on just making a concert film, you know, so that somebody could, you know, we felt good about the tour. It was looking good and sounding good, and we're like, we should capture this. So we did, and then as we started to get some of the, you know, the cuts back, they seemed like little movies. Like, it didn't look like here come the lights and here comes the band and here's the noise and it's a rock show. It looked like something very different. And Curtis Wayne Millard, who's the director, he hit us up with some ideas that were just like way out of the box. You know, he wanted to make a movie out of it, like put actors in it and put, you know, have a script and a storyline. And we said, yeah, that sounds great. It was just like such a unique idea. And so we got some local actors from Charleston and comedians and stuff. And we bounced the script back and forth with Curtis. And it just turned into this, I don't know, it's kind of hard to describe, actually. It's an actual movie, but there's a full concert's worth of music in it, of live footage, you know, from our show.
It's a concert within a movie, basically.
I love it. When is this going to come out? When can I see it?
August 2nd. It'll be available on our website, and we're just selling it straight to the people. And you also get a download of the live audio. And there'll also be a version of the concert without the narrative part, without the movie in it as well. So you get three things for the one download.
Oh, wow. That's so cool. Shovelsandrope.com is the website. You're also festival curators. Third annual High Water Festival was held this past April, right? You guys created this. Why? Because there wasn't enough music happening, enough festivals happening in and around Charleston, right?
Yeah. They said, hey, Carrie and Michael, y'all want to do festival? We said, no, that sounds like a lot of work. No. So High Water is awesome. We had the opportunity to partner with the cool production gang that brought you, like Bonnaroo, AC Entertainment is our festival partner in terms of how do you make a festival? How do tents go up? How many bathrooms are we going to need? Mm-hmm. What's this? How many stages? Like the bones of the functionality of the festival, the reason it's that every festival isn't just like fire festival every weekend is because of companies like AC Entertainment and our responsibilities to this festival were to pick the bands we wanted, to fund the food and drink we wanted to share with the audience and with to kind of represent the culture and vibe of our town and the aesthetic of it. And we've been able to, between the friends that we've made out in the world and the people whose music we love and the people we want to get to know and who we're hearing about and excited about, we've been able to create these 3 years in a row exciting, diverse lineups.
Yeah, who are some of the people that you've had on the stage? Leon Bridges comes to mind. I remember Leon Bridges.
We've had the Shins headline. We've had
Avett
Brothers.
Head in the Heart.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Isbell.
Wow.
Leon. Jenny Lewis was there last year, and we had
Dr. Dog.
Dr. Dog, Phosphorus. Last year's set, every year has been so much fun, but last year having Dr. Dog and Phosphorescent on the same show was a big old double check mark for us. And the first year we also had like Deer Tick, and we had Matt Vasquez, who is Delta Spirit's frontman. We've gotten really close with him over the years. So yeah, it's like a big mix of our friends, like hey friend that never gets to come play Charleston because it's a tertiary or secondary market.
Mm-hmm.
Come on to this music festival. You're going to meet all these people who are dying to see your band, that the booking agents may not even know that you have an audience here. And when you leave Highwater, you're going to have an audience. When you come back to Charleston, you're going to play that 500-person club and fill it up.
That's awesome.
So
that's really
hopefully
awesome.
That's how it works out.
I love, and it happens every April, right, in Charleston.
God willing, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. I want to thank you guys so much for dropping on by and playing us some songs. You're going on to your next stop on the Wheels of Soul tour. You love working with Derek Trucks and Susan Tedeschi and Blackberry Smoke. What a great bill, the Wheels of Soul tour this summer.
Yeah.
It's been a lot of fun.
It's super cool.
Super cool. Shovelsandrope.com. Michael Trent, Carrie Ann Hurst, live at EXT. By Blood is the brand new album. We'll be on the lookout for that album and that live album and that movie later on this year. Can't wait for that. And guys, the best of luck to you. Come on by here again. We hope it's not too long down the road before you're back in our studio again. We love having you guys and seeing you play.
Thank you
so much.
What can you play us out with?
Since we talked about it, how about Come On Utah?
Yeah, let's play Come On Utah.
Colorado, bones in a saddle. I was weary from the battle. The path was much too difficult to follow. Well, come on, Utah, get me over that hill. We got 10 more miles, gonna turn that dial. We're never coming back again. Come on, Utah, race me over that ledge. I would see my son and carry my gun like a real American. Well, the war had come and gone, and all the lost ones had moved on. They would gather on the hill to tell their story. Utah was his name. He had a calico mane. He would stride out on a cannonade morning. Well, he sauntered to my side and it fell into his eyes. And in them I saw fire mixed. wind at my back and water in my pack and a horse with a will like a cannon. I was lost, I was hanging on a cross, I was dying to make it back to Colorado.
Hey, this is Carrie Ann and Michael from Shovels and Rope.
Thanks for being a member of WEXT Radio.